Hey guys, what's up? I am super excited to let you know that tonight's featured guest is Phantom of the Beat, formerly Haz G from the UMCs, and we are going to listen to two of his tracks. Going to start off with Blue Cheese and move on to Ghostface Killah's Apollo Kids, because Phantom actually produced that. So let's get to it. Guys, that was Blue Cheese. Up next is Apollo Kids.
Student in no hole in it. Ayo, this rap is like ZD. Face of me, real TV. Crescent high speed, strawberry kiwi. we, as we approach the hood, the guards bail. This, that, now the ferry boat catch bail. Fresh Sally's 50 deep up in the city. We banned for life. Apollo kids live to spit the rail. $20 off, no tax, dream merchant. Tucked in the clouds, stay splurging. Rock an eagle head, 6-inch height. What the bird, Monday night, Dallas vs. Jets. Dude slid in with one hand, two coaches, ciphers, one bag of wet. Heavy rain, fuck my kicks up. Wasn't looking, splash in the puddle. Bitch laughing, first thought was beat the bitch up. Moseyed off gracefully, New York's most wanted Chiba Hall. See me yellow brick roll, left over pastries. Same ghost face, only in the mind. Last seen Manhattan chase, we drew the 6A digit in the briefcase. Rawness, title is hellbound. Quick to reload around, faces surround, look a spam. Yeah, 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 we spit a fair one. Poker nose money, gin rummy with glare. Spot the lame bit his ear. Yo, taste a teaspoon, 300 goons, stash balloons. Locked in lab rooms, hit with the Glock. Spazzed in grand store, clocked them like a patient. His stocks for hustle invasion. Knowing how we got the block off. The chain tri-color, freezing in below. Icicle galore, gas station light gleaming on the wall. Got wise, got jams, James Bond vans. Niggas flip jams, rock boats underwater, watch clams. Pose for the standoff, mad timid. Hoping that the gun fall, guessing like lottery balls, yo.
Hey, yo, this rapper's like ZD, facing me real TV. Crescent high speed, strawberry kiwi. As we approach the hood, the guards bail. Just that now, if every boat catch bail. Fresh Sally's 50 deep up in the city. We banned for life, Apollo kids live to spit the rail.
All right, guys, so we just listened to a couple different tracks by Phantom of the Beat, formerly known as Haz G from the UMCs. And first we listened to Blue Cheese, which he did with Cool Kim. And then we listened to Apollo Kids, which he produced for Ghostface Killa. Stay tuned because his dope ass interview is up next. I am super excited to let you know that we have a 2-time Grammy nominated producer on the show today. It is Phantom of the Beat, formerly known as Haz G. How you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on, Crystal?
Not much, man. Just excited to have you here.
That's much.
Yeah? So how did this all get started? When did you start making music?
Oh, man. Well, we just celebrated as a group, the UMC's 30 years in the music game.
I know.
Now let's take it 30 years back. You know, it even started before that, you know, on Staten Island and you know, being in junior high school, high school, there was a lot of, you know, artistic uprising at that point in time. And Staten Island was one of those places that were very untapped. And we were like, you know, new to the game, but we grew up in it. You know, it started from the breakdancing days, the graffiti days. And music was always, you know, part of that whole culture that we call hip hop.
Right.
So, you know, back in the, you know, mid 80s or whatever, that's when I met up with my partner on Staten Island. I had moved from Brooklyn to Staten Island. So, you know, we got together out there. You know, long story short, and we formed the group called UMCs, which it allowed us to do the things that we wanted to do as far as being rappers and you know, musicians and traveling and, you know, doing shows and seeing the world abroad. So that's basically where we started at. And from there, you know, we were blessed to have come out with, you know, 2 dope albums on Wild Pitch Records, EMI back then, and that's the start of our, you know, credits and our claim to fame.
Right on. So you have worked with some serious heavy hitters in hip hop, like Busta Rhymes. You've worked with a bunch of the dudes from Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
How do you prepare? Like, how do you get ready to make beats for artists that are so different?
Wow, that's different. I can't say that they were very much different from me. Remember, we come from UMCs. I come from UMCs. So at that time, we were touring with a lot of those artists that I've produced for.
Yeah.
And that's one of the points that a lot of, you know, up and coming producers probably don't get. You know, you could go out there and hustle all day long, but sometimes it's just who you know or the relationships that you built. So, you know, me being on tour with a lot of these different artists, by the time I made the transition from rapper to producer, it was easy for me to have access. You see what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
So it wasn't nothing for me to reach out to them and just in a different light. Like, you know, they knew I was a producer already, but, you know, they was willing to take that chance on me producing specific projects for them. Ghostface is another one. You know, we grew up in the same building. So while UMCs, we were before Wu-Tang. So UMCs were the first ones from Staten Island, you know, that really opened up the gates for rappers to come through. And Wu just came and sealed it. You know, they caught mad wreck because, you know, they got to witness, you know, the ones that came before them, and they learned from the mistakes that, you know, we had made being out first. You know, so they caught that knowledge and they knew way more of what to do and what not to do. But that being said, you know, that's how I started dealing with Wu-Tang members, because we all knew each other.
Yeah.
So this wasn't, you know, just an overnight thing. This was built on, you know, a good foundation, some relationships.
Right. And I'm sure they were just as psyched to be working with you, of course. You know, like, I mean, what I meant was, with the artists being so different from each other, like Busta being so different from like Ghostface, like,
how
do you like get ready for that? Like, how do you like, where do these beats just come from? You know what I mean?
It's music is, first of all, music itself is a universal thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody loves music. You know, there's different genres of music. Me personally, I got a feeling for the artists. You know, that's really what I do. Even today, whatever artists I produce for, I like to really get to know them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Probably be in their environment, see how they flow, see how they act, see how they move, see how they, you know, correspond with their environment. And I get a good feeling for them. So that's basically how I differentiate one beat from another. Or, you know, one artist from the other.
Yeah.
I like the pattern, make stuff for the particular artist. But, you know, what I'm just trying to say is I get into their world. And once I'm in their world, it's easy. It's not rocket science. It's still applying the same craft, but, you know, with a twist, something that's going to appeal to them.
Right. You just have to be super perceptive, you know, and obviously you have to be, because you have to be able to pick up on their voice, you know, but you do it really well.
Right. It's not, some producers, they come out, they're one dimensional, you know,
definitely,
you know, their sound every time you hear it, you know, that's so-and-so, you know, that's so-and-so. I love the fact, and I applaud myself as well as give thanks to all those who applaud me for the fact that I am versatile, you know. Even up to today, you know, I started delving in on a whole new genre of music, which I haven't touched before, you know, really, really on my own. But right now I'm touching R&B. So that's a whole different, you know, whole different lane from being a hip hopper, you know, B-boy, rough, rugged, raw street producer. You know what I mean? It's just a whole different area.
That's awesome that you're branching out and trying new stuff, you know, and I can't wait to hear that stuff.
Stagnant. You can't stay still. You always got to be inventive or reinventing or, you know, delving into new areas. And I think that's really what keeps a producer relevant.
Because of the ability.
Yeah, you have to stay relevant.
Right. And, so, you know, the new guys, these new kids, they can learn something from the dudes like you that have been around and stay relevant, because it's not easy to stay relevant. A lot of people didn't, you know.
That's so true talk.
That and has to be applauded.
I'm still learning from the ones that came before me.
Right.
You know, you take Quincy Jones, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, he producing with Grays, and, you know, he's probably not even doing much of anything but just giving directions and, you know, relaxing and sitting in the chair. But the vast amount of knowledge that he holds, you know what I'm saying, from where he came from and all his accomplishments, you can't beat that, you know? And,
right.
And like I said, I'm still learning to this day when I'm hanging out with guys like that and just picking their brains. So, yeah, that's how you stay relevant in this game, you know? I mean, as far as being a producer, I can't see myself being a rapper too much, you know what I mean? Unless they're doing some throwback shows. But, you know, like they said, this is the younger man's sport. So I guess I'm here to benefit and help aid, you know, the coming of the new, you know, the new regime, the new teams.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of the new teams, I think that, you know, today's hip hop is, there's some good stuff, you know, but it's lacking like the heart that hip hop used to have, you know. Mm-hmm. What do you think, like, can be done about that? Like, what do you think can breathe life back into hip hop?
Personally, everything is destined for evolution, evolving. Mm-hmm. The way this particular genre has evolved, like you said, has been there's no substance to it. There's no meat to it.
Right.
I got a crazy boy flying all over my head right now, but don't.
That's all right. My dog is snoring in the background, guys. Sorry, I don't know if you can hear that.
So. It's evolved in not the best of directions.
Right.
And personally, me, I stay true to it because I'm one of the pioneers of it. So, you know, there's certain music that's out right now I really don't jive with. Because when hip hop came out, hip hop was a method or a tool rather for learning. It was the speech and
it
the
meant something.
Yeah, it had content, you know, mm-hmm. that was meaningful. And, you know, you see it all day long nowadays. I mean, there's only three things that everybody's talking about in their music. You know, right. If it ain't drugs, if it ain't sex, you know, money, there you go. Sex, money, drugs.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not how hip hop started, you know? And not to downplay everybody that's doing what they do right now, but nah, there's still a lane for that original, you know, substance hip hop that is started with. It's there still. It's just, we're so not in tune with diving in, looking for it, searching for it, because, you know, we're so fascinated with, you know, the social media, whatever is being put out on the biggest platforms, you know, that's what we're taking as what hip hop is. And that isn't it. That's the glitz, the glamour that nearly, you know, majority of everybody involved don't even get to partake in it, you know, the way they portray it. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of that is just smoke and mirrors. But I think there is a resurgence of some good hip hop coming around right now. And, you know, everything has its time, you know? So, you know, I know you heard the statement, what goes around comes back around again.
Definitely. You know?
And I think that is happening because a lot of people are getting really, really fed up and dissatisfied with what they're hearing. Mm-hmm. You know, this isn't music that I could play for a 4 or 5 year old right now. You know, I don't want them talking about I'm popping a Molly or I'm taking a perk, or like, and that there's your hooks right there. So those hooks are being embedded in our children's heads and all of that. So, you know, that's not what we're here to do. You know, we got to be more positive and more aware of what we're saying and doing, because, you know, nowadays these kids are followers, you know, and we're leading them to, you know what I mean, a damned, you know, down the damn path. That's not cool.
Yeah.
So I think there is a resurgence coming, and to the best of my ability, I'm gonna be part of that, you know.
Right on.
I know I'm definitely gonna be a part of that, because it's time for some, you know, some real good wholesome music. It can still be, you know, hardcore, or, you know, love song, or you know, whatever you want to make it, but your content is what is really going to count, and is what's going to speak for itself out here.
Right. Yeah, definitely. You know, that's why I started doing this, because I want to reignite people's love of hip hop, you know, and I feel like the best way to do that is to get back to the roots.
Get involved. Yeah.
You know, get back to the icons that got all this started, because they know what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, and show people what it's about, because the whole new generation needs to be exposed to, like, what hip hop used to be, you know.
For lack of better words, you chose the right one for me. And in all reality, we are the ones who are ordained. We're very ordained to really lead it. Right now, you know what I mean? We're the ones who are supposed to take hold of the torch and really become the leaders of this again, you know, and guide, you know, guide the generation. There's been a gap between the generations, you know, and things got lost. Mm-hmm. Really, it got lost. So, you know, the average 18, 19 year old, you know, they're not paying attention to what the 40-year-old veteran, you know, has to say, really, because they already in a world that was given to them by, you know, whoever the powers that be that were at the record labels or are at the record labels right now a day, you know, they spun them a whole different wheel. They told them something that, you know, just made them go buck wild and crazy.
Right.
And it's like, yo, what is going on? Now they don't even believe in record labels, because, you know, we're in a whole different realm right now. We got social media all over the place. So everybody wants to put out records without any type of, you know, guidance or any type of, you know, real, truthful, positive exercising for the craft to get it right. So they're just throwing out any and everything, you know, and I think your dog agrees. They're throwing out.
Sorry. He's snoring like a motherfucker right now. My bad.
it's so accessible right now, or easily done right now. You know, the content is just crazy. You know, you don't know what you're going to get.
Right, because you can just put it out like that.
You can put out anything, and I mean, like, come on, there's no control right now. So we do got to regain control of this. But like I said before, it's happening slowly but surely, and it always happens. If you studied the game, the whole music game, every, I want to say, 10 to 15 years, it's something that, don't worry about it, he's good.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, he's chilling.
Sorry, everybody. This is not the first time this has happened, man. Sorry.
I think he's moving on my frequency. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But every 10, 15 years, there's a resurgence, something fresh, something new that really sparks again, you know?
Yeah.
And it without fail, it always happens. So I'm sure we're going to see another Biggie. We're going to see another Big Daddy Kane. We're going to see another, you know, Ludacris, another Busta Rhymes, get ready to come. We're going to see all of that happen again. It's just, it's going to take its time. And, you know, we got to be patient, but diligent, you know.
Who do you think, like, right now is, like, kind of starting to fill those shoes? You know, like, what kind of modern rap are you into? Like, who do you like?
right now, since I'm a producer and I'm working on a lot of projects that are real personal to me, I really, really shy away from what's going on over the airwaves. You know, I still stay tuned, but like Chance the Rapper, J. Cole, I tend to veer towards, you know, their lanes because they got things to say. You know, every once in a while, you know, I'll go over to ASAP Rocky, you know, only because of the, you know, the excitement, you know what I'm saying, behind the music. Right now, who'd I listen to? Conway the Machine.
I'm
really messing with them a lot right now, you know what I mean? And their whole team, their whole camp is ridiculous. I tend to stay grounded, you know. I'm not with a lot of the stuff that play on mainstream, because it's always the same five records a day anyway.
It's just the same thing. And they all sound the same and they all look everything, the same. And
cookie cutter. Yes. Duplicate. Somebody, I think, who was it? Oh, it was Eve. She was saying it. She says, I don't even listen to it because everybody is, what's the word? A clone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of clones. Like, I mean, personally, I can't even keep up with the rappers' names nowadays.
Right. I'm going to be honest. You know, I'm the same exact way. You know, I have
it's
my
too many little this, little that.
Right. It's just one face tattoo after another, you know. Basically.
Yeah, it was a lot more diversity. You know, no two artists were sounding the same. If you did sound the same, you was considered a biter. That was one of the terms that we had.
Yeah.
Like, you biting. It wasn't good to bite.
No, you know. I mean, it's just, it's a little sad. It's kind of sad, but you know, you're right. It's going to come back around.
It does.
I hold out hope. I love hip hop and I hold out hope. You know what I mean? I'm holding on to it.
I definitely still will. No problem.
Yeah. No problem. So I'm curious about, I actually asked Cole Kim this question too. Mm-hmm. What are the chances of you guys maybe getting together and doing a little something, something?
Well, it's not like we haven't been experimenting, you know, over the last couple of years. You know, we actually dropped the record about 2 years ago. And it really, you know, it set a good presence for us. You know, at least people see that we were working together and we had something on the market. It was called Flashback. It is called Flashback.
Yeah.
And so that, I want to say, is, you know, the beginning of us really, really thinking about working together again. You know, I have no problem with it. We journeyed, you know, outward into our own, you know, facets. And, you know, Cool Kim, known as NY Oil, and, you know, myself, how she turned to Phantom of the Beat. You know, sometimes we just got to experience. You know, you gotta experience what you want for the time, you know, even if it's just for a little bit. But the legacy of UMCs is not over. You know, we're gonna continue to do what we can when it's time to. You know, COVID messed up a whole lot.
Right.
You know, so there was a lot of downtime. But hopefully that the world is getting better and we still got health and we're, you know, still, you know, functioning and still loving this music. I can't see it not happening, you know, sometime in the near future.
That makes me super happy. So it makes me really excited to hear, you know, and it's so amazing that the two of you went your separate ways and both did so well, you know, and that you can still come back together.
Definitely. He's the friend to the end.
That's awesome.
You got to imagine that's who I did it with first.
Right.
So that's a staple. That's a big thing in life for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Always.
That's pretty rad. So I'll be looking forward to that. Definitely. So is there anything else that you want to add? Any shows or anything like that? Shout outs, whatever.
Yeah, definitely. You know, so as far as now, you know, I'm producing. The next level from being a producer, which I'm on that path, is, you know, being an executive. Mm-hmm. You know, I do have a label imprint called Phantom Music under Who Mags Orchard Sony. I've just dropped a few records on a few artists. One which is recently out, Catherine Swain. That's the R&B piece I was talking about. Nice. So I'm going to finish up her album and get her album ready. Before her, there's an artist called Snooze from Long Island, Snooze Daily. Dropped a single for him off my label. Rhyme Wrecker, another from Staten Island, did a record for him off my label. You know, just dropping a couple of singles. So Phantom Music is like that next level of hip hop that you would be looking for, you know? It holds true to the grassroots, but it also pertains to what's going on now. And, you know, it's not in a corny way, you know, it's really up to date music. So, that's been my, you know, that's been my thing for the last couple of years, just improving on the record label, looking for artists that I feel that I'm ready to work with, cultivate, and expand on, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what that is. You can definitely find me at Phantom of the Beat on Instagram, and you'll catch up with a lot of the, you know, the updates and what's going on in my life. And that would be spelled Phantom _OF_THE_BEAT. That's Phantom of the Beat. And also a lot of people been looking for me. For example, yourself, and you found me. So, you know, that was diligently done, you know, some research. You go Google, you'll find Haas G, you'll find UMCs. You'll find Phantom on Facebook. It's FOTB _Phantom. And keep in mind, Phantom is with a F, Phantom. And other than that, like I said, you just Google. And we pop up, you know.
Of course.
We staples in the game. We pop up.
That's for sure. You can't be missed. So, all right, man. I am thrilled that you gave me the opportunity to talk to you. I have been a fan for much longer than I would like to admit because I don't want to date myself.
I hear you.
But it's been a long time. I've been listening to you guys.
So, thank you. I appreciate you so much. Like I said, it's just people like you who take the time out. You know, the platform right here is beautiful. Like, you get ready to bring me to your audience now. You know, some of them are probably... Some of them are probably fans of ours as well, but, you know, you're the one who took the steps to do it. And that deserves great, great, you know what I mean? Consideration and applause. I'm appreciative. Thank you.
The great thing is that for the last 2 years, I've been working with indie hip hop artists that like no one's ever heard of, you know? So right. I have the audience that I have that checks out Never Nair and Crystallized Beats. They're not, you know, they're not like regular hip hop, like the new, like modern, like they're into like the underground. They're into like the lyrics. They're into hip hop. They love hip hop.
Right.
So when I switched over, when I reconceptualized, everybody's psyched, you know? So this is definitely good. And, you know, I'm really psyched, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, your approach makes it easy. So continue doing that, because as I seen, you're getting interviews with some people that some of the biggest PRs can't even catch up to.
That's because I'm just that cool. So, you know, like I got MC Light on Never Nair, you know.
Say less. There you go.
So, yeah.
That shows you how much appreciation we got for you.
Yeah, it's pretty rad, man. And, you know, I talk to Cool Keith all the time now. Like, I've been listening to Cool Keith since I was 10 years old, you know, and I reached out to him for an interview, and we're like cool now. Nice. So it's nice. I'm like building relationships and stuff. Yep. So,
but like I said, it only takes a person like you.
All right. Thank you for that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks so much for being on the show. And this is going to be up tomorrow. So I'll send you the link and you have a good night.
And don't be a stranger. You made one or two friends. I'm here. You know what I mean?
Excellent.
We got all of this to keep up with each other. So there's no, you know what I mean? We ain't got no worries.
All right, cool. Have a good night. All right.
Crystal, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Guys, so that was Phantom of the Beat, formerly known as Haz G of UMCs. And I hope that you enjoyed that interview just as much as I did. Let's keep hip hop alive and let's just keep doing this, guys. Take it easy.
Watch this.
Hey guys, what's up? Wanted to take a minute to introduce you to Venus Agogo. It's an astrology-themed clothing store with all super dope, unique designs. And you can find it at venusagogo.com or on Etsy at Venus Agogo Shop. Check it out. Hey guys, are you looking for more episodes of Crystal on the Beat? We're available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you follow us, and if you like the show, give us a good review. Thanks. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to Crystal on the Beat. If you're interested in being featured on this podcast, then email me at crystalonthebeat@gmail.com.